Now back to the Ryder Cup on the programme. What a weekend and what a performance by Team Europe in the face of some incredible levels of abuse from a very riled up and very beard up, it sounded like, US fan base of supporters at Bethpage Black Course in New York. With me on the line to talk about this is PGA professional and general manager of Countryvale Golf Club Ballyferriter, Cormac Flannery. Cormac, good morning to you. Were you glued to this all weekend, like everyone else?
Good morning, Jerry. How are you? I suppose I did watch a nice bit of it. Yeah. We were busy here at the club as well, so we were in and out of some of it. But certainly last night, I guess everybody's attention levels rose considerably as the matches went on, and you thought the unthinkable might happen.
Yeah, it turned into an incredible day because the US really fought back. There was a number of good wins for them, but then a number of ones went down to the 18th, and they seemed to come out on the right side of all those ones, those very close games, and all of a sudden they had momentum, and it was looking like they might win it from the death, as the saying goes, but they didn't factor in Shane Lowry.
No. It started off, I guess, as I said, you were thinking, oh, look, we're going to lose these couple of matches. And I think when Bryson DeChambeau came back from five down against Fitzpatrick, who you would have said had such a good few days in Framingham that he couldn't relinquish a five down lead, that you started thinking, uh-oh. And then obviously Scotty took care of Rory. To be honest, it's lucky I'm not a betting man, because the only bet I would have said that USA will definitely win was Cantley Aberg, and thankfully Aberg got that all important point. So yeah, as the evening went on, you know, definitely a bit of pressure came on the European guys, and I think you're looking at leaderboards, you're starting to get tightened up, you're wondering, oh no, this is going to come to me. And to be honest, while I was watching it, I was drawn back to a comment Keegan Bradley made, and I know he's kind of in for a bit of criticism, although maybe saved his blushes. But he made a comment yesterday evening, or 2 days ago evening, where he said it's really a knife edge. It's a toss of a coin when he was asked how come his boys were losing all these matches. And he said they're losing matches one down with a big long putt here and a huge save there. And, you know, I think that finally swung in the American favour yesterday, and it made for good TV anyway.
It did. And it's one of those things. Golf is an individual sport, really. I know there's team matches and all that, but how much of a team factor comes into it when you're playing those formats? The foursomes, the four balls, your Team Europe, their Team USA. One of the elements about it is for professional players at the top level, they're not used to playing team golf.
That's for sure, Yeah, that's for sure. And I would say even at elite amateur level here in Ireland, there still is a lot of team golf. I know obviously the four major amateur championships are all singles, a combination of stroke play, match play. But like, you still have the Senior Cup, the Barton Shield there that all the clubs in Ireland play in. And it's foursomes generally. And I think by the time you're equivalent golfer in the States gets to college, it's all singles all the time, and it's very individually focused, and it's us or them, and they don't seem to have the same, I suppose, camaraderie or shared camaraderie or even understanding. Like, their foursomes play is super aggressive. I know the golf course was soft, and I think one of the big things that went in Europe's favour was the combination of the course setup and maybe course conditions kind of nullified what the US were trying to do by making it, taking down the rough, and some of the tees were up because Bethpage doesn't have additional room, so they had to put up stands around some of the back tees. So this massive golf course, 7,600 yards, like ridiculously long and difficult, was kind of nullified by taking down the rough and the fact that some of the grandstands were on the back tees were up. So it became a put out.
Yeah.
Really. And I think Keegan and maybe the US camp, like, if they looked at the stats around Ryder Cups, generally the USA will out ball strike Europe tee to green, and then it becomes a put off. But generally Europe puts better which is why we've had this recent run of success. And I think that core setup change where they took down the rough, like, is the amount of great lies in the rough. You're seeing balls spin back out of the rough. And, like, you never see that in the PGA Tour over there. So I think a lot of things kind of nullified any little advantages they had. But Europe definitely as a unit are much more cohesive, much more live and die for each other, I think.
Yeah, and no better explanation or demonstration of that than Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. Really was under, especially on Saturday evening when the beer was flowing and the taunts were coming. Rory McIlroy's wife got hit with a beer. Like, they managed to hold it together, and that those experiences they've had from amateur golf upwards, it really stood to them. They stood tall in the face of all the abuse.
It did. Look, some of the behaviour over the 3 days in New York was abhorrent, really. It was fairly... Look, the Ryder Cup has always got an edge and a bit of needle, and but I thought it was... There was certainly several occasions where lines were tossed, not least of all, you know, a bottle almost hitting Erica. I know it grazed the hat, like, but that, you know, that's truly disgraceful carry-on. Shane and Rory, I suppose in Irish sport, maybe you're more used to that. And certainly Shane and his Brendan, you know, Brendan the father and the whole Offaly and GA kind of entrenchment that the Lowry family have, that probably would only spur him on. I think, you know, it's kind of that level. Maybe a special mention should go to Luke Donald, because I think he did have them fully aware that this was going to be more aggressive crowd interaction and more kind of heckling. And I couldn't believe how close to the beginning of a backswing, like, look, anyone who's played a bit of golf, you'll have that guy in the group who won't shut up or is rattling the coin. But if there's crowds making random shouts at times that you don't know, right up to the point where the golf club is being pulled back, like, to be strong enough mentally to play your best golf in those circumstances was amazing.
Yeah, it certainly was. And several times throughout that round, both Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy managed to do that. So that's, like you said, Luke Donald preparing in that way, the way they were able to go through that and fight through it. At one stage, Cormac, it looked like there was going to be a fight between the players and the caddies, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Rose on the 15th. And they were walking up the hill and the caddy got into it with one of the European vice captains. And it looked like what was happening in the crowd was going to kick off among the players. But thankfully, cooler heads prevailed.
Yeah, that was a bizarre interaction. I was obviously watching that live, and geez, I rewound it a couple of times to see could I see what sparked it. And obviously, subsequently, you know, Justin Rose shed a bit of light. He hit his putt. I think on reflection of everything, Bryson thought it was his putt. So he and his caddy, Ted Scott, were going through there. Bryson, it would be a whole different call to go through his putting routine, but he's obviously known as a scientist, and he calibrates his putting stroke every day on every golf course he plays using a special mat, and they have a numbers system for breaks and the elevation change of the putt. And they're going through all that while Justin Rose is obviously looking at his putt, thinking he had it. So, yeah, he did say, look, lads, is it me to putt, or what's the story, or whatever way he put it. But Ted Scott and Bryson, certainly afterwards, and I think, to be fair, it was more the caddy. It was a bizarre reaction, quite confrontational. I thought Molinari did well there. He kind of scooted up from behind and got in between them. And, you know, I would say within kind of 10 or 15 minutes, by the time that the next hole played, kind of Bryson had come to his senses a little bit. He's savvy. He's media savvy. He certainly doesn't want to be seen as a bad guy like that. And I think he kind of calmed down and took it under control. It wasn't like the Patrick Cantlay 18th green with Rory in Rome. Yeah, it wasn't that level of needle. I think it was more a heat of the moment thing.
Yeah, certainly was. Well, listen, Cormac, it's been incredible stuff. Look forward now. I drove actually through a deer myself yesterday. There was a bit of a festival going on, lots of European flags flying and branding up for Ryder Cup 2027. All things pointing to that now in 2 years' time.
Yeah, I mean, you could not have a better scenario. Like, it's absolutely impossible to get a better scenario for Adair 2027 than Shane Lowry holding a 6.5 foot putt to guarantee yeah. that Europe have the Ryder Cup. Like, it's fairy tale stuff. And certainly that was the most nervous I felt watching TV for a good while when he was over the putt. Yeah. And we're all delighted for Shane, of course. But what an epic tee up. For the Ryder Cup in Adair, and you can imagine the scramble for tickets now that's going to start once they come online. And brilliant again for golf. Like, the last time I spoke with you, we were talking about Rory and the Grand Slam and the positive impact that'll have for Irish golf. But I mean, this is just more of the same, really. So I think anyone who's in the golf world, whether they're just a player or working in it like us, It couldn't really have gone better than Shane rolling that putt in, and we're all looking forward now to Adair in 2 short years.
Yeah, incredible. Okay, well, listen, Cormac, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us on the programme. We want to if you have a view, get in touch with us on the show on 0666 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. Cormac, you still with me on the line?
I am indeed, Jerry.
Yeah, sorry, just one point. Donald Trump showed up over the weekend. He was talking to Keegan Bradley. The crowd were chanting his name. He's majorly into golf. He owns several golf courses. There is a real bond. It'll be a bit of a bruise to the ego, having been beaten, even though he did congratulate Rory McIlroy and the European team.
It will. Donald, in with his golf properties and things, is fairly entrenched in the sport. You can be guaranteed he wouldn't have seen anything other than a USA win there in Betpage. So, you know, it might be a very rare moment of humility for him to congratulate the Europeans. It's no harm to see a little bit of that with him.
He can't sign an executive order to enable the European the US team to win. That's one thing he can't do. But
yeah, thankfully that's outside of his control.
All right, listen, Cormac, thanks a million for talking to me about that.
Perfect, Jerry.
Brilliant stuff. And listen, continued success there in County Vale, and certainly the next 2 years with American golfers coming over, European golfers coming over, the fans coming over, it's going to be absolutely incredible. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.